Let's turn to the topic of the broadcast, which is taking care of our mental health. We are focusing on this topic today because October is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we want to shine a light on some of the best ways to improve our mental health where we are faced with difficult issues. Right now, we'll be chatting with Dr. James Berger about the effect that COVID-19 could have on our mental health. Dr. James Berger is a registrar at the Department of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, or DCAP. Welcome to the show, Dr. James. How are you feeling today?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Thanks for having me here.
Could you tell us more about yourself, please?
I'm a doctor working in psychiatry and busy with my specialization in that. So I work at DCAP, and I have been there for about 3 years in psychiatry now. I used to work in the Eastern Cape for a little bit and used to work in sports medicine before I came back to mental health.
How did you get into the mental health field?
For me, one of the best parts of working as a doctor is the people side. And I really enjoy conversations and getting to know people's stories. And mental health gives you an opportunity to find out a little bit more about people and where they're coming from.
The COVID pandemic has affected our lives in so many ways. What way has COVID affected mental health, especially for children?
That's a very important question. I think you could probably have a whole segment on that question alone. It's been a really difficult year for, I think, everybody, and for children especially. There's been a lot of changes. We've found that all the things that we used to have needed to change, and that might be from going to school, shifting to online classes. A lot of people haven't been able to see their friends. We've also had to deal a lot with loss of loved ones, which has been very difficult. So all of these things have meant that there's a lot of worry and anxiety, people struggling through these times, and that's why I'm really glad we're having an opportunity to talk about mental health today.
What could the long-term effects of COVID be on mental health?
We're still seeing what those long-term effects are. There's probably two ways that COVID can affect mental health in the long term. That's both through COVID itself, the virus. Sometimes people get something called long COVID, where they might have fatigue, problems with sleep, anxiety, we call it brain fog as well, and that lasts sometimes for longer than when the virus is in our body. So that can last for quite a long time. So that's one of the ways the virus does it, but also the effect of the pandemic itself. I mean, because it's changed so much about our lives, it that has its own effect. And dealing with grief, dealing with sadness, sometimes being scared when someone that we know or ourselves have COVID, that can make us feel quite scared and have nightmares and that type of thing as well.
What are some of the challenges for people to improve their health during this time, and how can we overcome it?
So COVID has put a lot of challenges for us, and each of us has our own challenges which we face. But we also bring our own skills and opportunities that we have and can often draw on what we've been through in our past, and figuring out how to use what we've been through and the support around us probably is the best way to try and approach it. We've seen a lot of isolation, so people haven't been able to see their friends, haven't been able to see their families as much, and it's affected how we play, it's affected how we learn. So there have been a lot of challenges that affect our mental health, but also the fact that we're not able to get as much exercise, get all our energy out. That can affect our sleep as well. So there are a lot of challenges that have come, especially with the loss of routine. And one of the ways for us to try and get back into some sort of routine can sometimes be helpful. And we have to be creative about the way we approach trying to be healthy in this world. So whether that's coming up with new ways to exercise, new ways to speak with our friends, chat with family. I know a lot of people have been doing that over video calls, social media, coming up with a whole lot of different ideas on how to still stay connected to each other. That can help us with our mental health.
What advice or message would you like to give children about their mental health in general?
Well, I think the fact that we're having conversations about it is a really good start. And talking about mental health takes and shows a lot of strength rather than weakness. And a lot of people can be quite shy to talk about mental health. And the more we check in on each other and how we're doing, the more we can start those, just trying to be there for each other. And the idea of being kind to others as well as ourselves, that's probably something that can help us look after our mental health.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Thank you for the opportunity for talking about these. I know it's sometimes a difficult topic to talk about. And probably also to everyone out there that's been trying their best through COVID. It's taken a lot of hard work to adapt our lives. And I think, speaking from the doctor's perspectives, it's seeing people how they've actually managed to try and manage COVID and look after their health and keep the health system going. That's been really cool to see. And I think the children have done a really good job at that, often better than the adults. So keep that up as well.
Thank you for your time. I really enjoyed interviewing you.